early became amazed at the cypress knee. And the world has been amazed, shook by the cypress knee. There's nothing in the world that gets an unusual shape like the cypress knee.
Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This week, a visit with the late king of cypress knees in Florida, and some reflections on the beauty and the wounds of life. Atlantic Public Media curates this podcast, along with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you stories about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Cypress Knees, a vintage piece from the 1990s by producer Jay Allison.
These are sea worms in clusters. These are like fossils.
Oh.
They're ancient.
That's my mother-in-law at a seashell fair in Florida.
Well, here's the one that's now extinct.
A couple of winters ago, we all went on vacation together. My wife and kids and I, and my wife's parents.
Well, if you don't know, who does?
I suppose they're making mirrors or something.
The main reason we went was to be with my wife's mother. Not because we didn't get to see her enough. We'd been next-door neighbors on Cape Cod for 10 years. But because she had cancer, and we wanted to see her all the time. Florida seemed like a good change from home and hospitals and bitter New England in the winter.
No, I don't have any shell mirrors, but I may have covered a lot of baskets. Maybe I gave you one, I don't know.
Now where are we going?
Look over there.
While we were down there, my wife and kids and I drove around on day trips to see the sights. We had a rental car, and we had unlimited mileage, a contractual phrase full of promise and possibility.
I'm starving. You are?
Small attractions are my favorite part of Florida tourism. A mom-and-pop alligator zoo, an orchid garden, a worm farm. Driving south on Highway 27, I stopped the car when we saw a broken-down sign made of long wooden sticks, forming the words, Tom Gaskins, Cypress Knee Museum. There was no one around, but the door to the museum was open. We walked alone into the dilapidated cement block building.
You know what these are, Lily?
What?
This is just the roots of trees.
Me.
Inside, floor-to-ceiling glass cases were filled with what appeared to be small wooden sculptures. Cypress knees.
I think this one looks like a volcano.
Anytime you look out at a cypress swamp, you'll see the knees. Pointy wooden humps poking a foot or two up out of the water.
A seal.
They're part of the root system of the cypress tree, but they seem to want to be something else. Monks or rocket ships, weeping faces or clasped hands.
Oh, I think that looks like a teepee, if you really think about it.
They're metaphors.
Don't you sort of?
They are yearning made manifest.
And a bear.
On the way out, there's a sign inviting visitors to come across the highway and see the catwalk through the swamp.
Hello. Are you Mr. Gaskin?
Mr. Gaskins himself is seated in a shady palm grove by his workshop. When he gets up from his chair, hand carved from a cypress log, he looks like a bit of the tree detaching from itself. I recognize him from the black and white photographs we just saw in the museum. Mr. Gaskins in khakis and a swamp buggy, harvesting knees, or standing in front of his newly built museum, grinning proudly. All taken 50 years ago.
I am the person who started the cypress knee thing and have patents.
Cypress knees used to be a booming roadside business.
I remember the day when, good gracious alive, in Fort Myers and Gainesville and just everywhere in the state of Florida, there was somebody in the cypress knee business.
Entrepreneurs would cut them and boil them to strip the bark, leaving just the inner core, smooth, like coffee ice cream, melted and refrozen into sculpture.
Natural art, that's what it is.
Mr. Gaskins is, to put it mildly, an admirer of the cypress knee.
Early became amazed at the cypress knee, and the world has been amazed, shook by the cypress knee. There's nothing in the world that gets an unusual shape like the cypress knee.
To be accurate about it, some knees are simple humps with no distinguishing features. But the knees that have suffered some kind of damage heal over in surprising ways. It is the damage that gives them their character.
They get hurt during a hurricane, millions of limbs fall, and wherever the bark's broken, they heal over.
So it's almost like a lesson there, in a way. You've got beauty out of suffering.
It is that, yes.
Mr. Gaskins doesn't seem too taken with my construct, and maybe it doesn't hold up. Does beauty really come from suffering? Or is it simply that we appreciate life's beauty more when suffering reminds us of death? I'm thinking of my mother-in-law. But Mr. Gaskins interrupts my thoughts.
I can show you knees out here that I've been working on for over 50 years.
Can you?
Come on out here. I'll just walk ahead and show you knees.
He trots away from me, down a single plank catwalk he built teetering over his swamp. Royal blue shorts, a half-tucked shirt, the legs of a 20-year-old, and his feet, for the first time I notice they are bare, his feet have soles that are dark brown, calloused and ridged like an alligator's back. He is almost skipping down the narrow plank. Mr. Gaskins is 84 years old.
Where can you go in this world and walk like we are doing?
We spend the afternoon walking around in his cypress swamp.
See all those knees sticking up in? You can't kill one of those knees.
Some of the knees have been acted upon not just by natural forces, but by Mr. Gaskins himself. This garden contains his experiments. There are knees with metal pipes embedded in them, one with a horseshoe, even a telephone receiver, and one wildly contorted knee with tumorous lumps all over it and a sign that says, "Result of yearly damage since 1939.
See that one right there with all those out like that?
Yes.
Well, not to do that, I just cut it. I hurt it, and it'd heal over. And when it healed over, I'd cut again. That tree will never die. None of these trees will never die.
The sun is setting, and Mr. Gaskins is getting tired. He has a harried look that has evolved during the hours we spent together. He no longer wants to talk about his life here in Palmdale by Fish-Eating Creek, but about his childhood in Arcadia by the Peace River.
Arcadia was my real home. I think I will go back to Arcadia because I own more things there than I do here.
Where is Arcadia?
Let me see. It's hard to say. It's between the East Coast and the West Coast.
Mr. Gaskins is cared for now by his children who live next door. They bring over some grapefruit while we're talking, but their presence seems to irritate him. They tell me he has Alzheimer's disease.
And I don't have the kinfolks here that I have in Arcadia. See, I have no family here.
It's time to be getting back. My wife's mother, thankfully, still loves having her children close by. But before we go, Mr. Gaskins offers me one of his knees.
I'll be glad to give you a cypress knee. Now, I don't know how to...
I hesitate, knowing that he doesn't part with them anymore, but he persists.
I want to give you one.
He takes down knees, one after another, from the shelves in his workshop and turns them over in his hands, caressing the smooth surfaces. Finally, he finds one, thick and solid at the base, like a huddled torso. Twin spires rise out of it, knobby and beaten. Mr. Gaskins signs his name on the bottom in red pencil and gives it to me for keeps. We start off in our rental car, heading back to my in-law's place. Mr. Gaskins walks out the driveway with us, talking through the car window.
I'm going back to Arcadia, I think.
I think it sounds like it.
I think so.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. I got 10 folks there, several of them.
My mother-in-law died of the cancer this past year at home on Cape Cod, and we buried her at the Church of the Ancestors. My family asked me to record the service for those who couldn't be there. My father-in-law made a collage with photographs of her, from when she was a young girl right up to her last weeks. Below the pictures he wrote, "She has gone home. She blessed us. We're grateful." She died at 68 years old, after a 7-year struggle with cancer, 7 years of cutting and healing and cutting again. In the months before the end, we kept a vigil by her bedside. I watched as her body was transformed and damaged by the disease, and the entire time, I was in awe of her beauty. By my bedside is Mr. Gaskin's cypress knee. It recalls his forest of knees, all yearning upward, hurt and beautiful, and above them, Mr. Gaskin's, running barefoot down the catwalk he built, bound for Arcadia by the Peace River. And I am behind him, mystified at the journey, following slowly.
The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.